Hi, and welcome to this AQH GCSE Chemistry podcast. In this podcast, I shall be looking at the Earth's resources and sustainable development, which is linked with Unit 10, Chapter 10 of the AQH GCSE Chemistry syllabus. So to get us started, looking at the Earth's resources and sustainable development, we use the Earth's resources to provide warmth, shelter, food and transport. These quite often come from natural resources found within the Earth, ocean and its atmosphere. However, we quite often supplement it through agriculture to provide the food, timber, clothing and fuels that we use. A lot of these resources quite often come from finite sources. Finite meaning we actually have a limited supply that will eventually one day run out. Now, chemistry plays an important role in improving agricultural and industrial processes to provide new products and in a sustainable way. These sustainable developments allow us to meet the needs of current generations without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Quite often, renewable energy resources play into this, and these are sources of power that quickly replenish themselves and can be used again. Things like plants, woods can continually be replanted. So, and once again, to recap that idea of finite resources, they are ones that come from a limited supply that will eventually one day run out, and we have to find ways of sustaining them. Linked with this is a resource, water. Now, water is a resource that's so vital for us humans to even exist, to live. We need to have safe water to drink. And safe water that is safe to drink is known as potable water. Now, potable water is not pure water. Pure water consists of only H2O. There are no other substances dissolved within it. But potable water can contain dissolved substances, but it must be at a safe level, a sufficiently low level of dissolved salts and microbes. Now, the methods used to produce potable water often depend on the availability of supplies of water and local conditions. For example, in the UK, appropriate sources of fresh water is selected. So rain provides water with low levels of dissolved substances. This collects in grounds, rivers, lakes. The water is then passed through filter beds to remove different sized insoluble solids and debris. That water is then sterilised to kill microbes. Now, in the UK, we quite often use sterilising agents that include ozone, UV light or chlorine. If the water source is salty or if seawater is available, we can use a process called desalination. Or we can use a process called reverse osmosis, which uses membranes. Desalination involves the idea of boiling and collecting the water to remove the salt, but both desalination and reverse osmosis are very, very expensive processes that require a lot of energy. So I'm going to keep this week's podcast nice and short, linked with this idea of sustainable development and potable water. Next podcast, I will run through the potable water required practical and the key bits of information that you could be asked about within the GCSE specification. And run through some of the potential answers that would be very useful when presented with this required practical within an exam. I hope these little short podcasts will be useful. And thanks for listening, guys. Stay safe.